This is an executive summary of DST versus buying a rental property, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For someone deciding how to invest in real estate, two paths capture the core choice: buy a rental property and manage it yourself, or invest in a Delaware statutory trust, DST, and let professionals do the work. An active rental property is hands-on. You deal with tenants, maintenance, vacancies, and financing, and in exchange you get full control, direct ownership, and 1031 eligibility, but your money and risk are concentrated in one property, and the asset is illiquid and capital intensive. A DST is passive, professionally managed, diversified, 1031 eligible, and available at low minimums, but you give up control and accept illiquidity. Neither is universally better. The right path depends on how much effort and control you want, how much you value diversification, and what kind of income experience you're after. This guide compares the active versus passive choice, the time and management burden, diversification and risk, income and control trade-offs, and how to choose your path. Note that DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.